This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with world-class solo cellist Edward Aaron. He is also the artistic director of the New York Metropolitan Museum's Artists in Concert series. Ed Aaron is joining the trio solisti Maria Bachman for the 11th annual Telluride Music Festival. Ed, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So let's establish your backstory first. Do you come from a musical family, or are you a genetic anomaly? Why the cello?
I do come from a musical family. My father is a violist who is retired now, but he played in the Metropolitan Opera Orchestra for many years and the Cincinnati Symphony before that. And my mother, who passed away in 1998, was the executive director of Carnegie Hall. So Carnegie Hall was essentially my playground as I was growing up. And I had the great fortune of just being surrounded by truly the world's greatest music making throughout my childhood. I was very lucky in that sense.
Wonderful. And then I asked you as part of that question, why the cello of all the instruments you might
Right. Play? Well, my father, as I mentioned, was a violist, and my older brother decided to follow in his footsteps and play the viola. And my mother, before becoming an administrator, was actually a cellist. So at the age of 7, I decided to follow in her footsteps and take up the cello. So they gave me one on my 7th birthday, and the rest is history.
Okay. Did you ever imagine a career for yourself other than that of professional musician?
You know, from really my earliest musical memories, I knew that this is something I wanted to make a life doing. And I actually had some interest in the world of finance. And after my freshman year of college, which was at Juilliard, I actually, for the summer, I interned at a brokerage house called Smith Barney in New York, and I tried that out. And I actually didn't touch the cello for about 5 weeks, and I'll tell you, I was starting to go crazy. I was starting to miss it so much that I knew really solidly at that point, if I hadn't known before, that is what I wanted to spend my life doing.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. In his documentary, Playing for Real, Music Fest co-producer and Maria Bachman's husband, Josh Aronson, he took an intimate look at the extraordinary difficulties of creating a career in big-time classical music. It goes without saying there's a lot of competition. So how do you think you managed to break through the noise and get noticed?
Well, you know, one thing that makes it complicated is that times are changing, and the whole landscape is just rapidly changing from the way it used to be. I think people used to be typecast a little bit more. You would have a soloist, or you would have a chamber musician, perhaps a member of a quartet or a piano trio, or you would have a member of an orchestra, or maybe you would have somebody who's more of a professor, a teacher of music. And I think this day and age, those lines are blurred a little bit. And I kind of came on the scene at a time when I was really able to take advantage of evading definition. And I also really enjoyed organizing things, and I decided that fairly early on that rather than waiting for the phone to ring and for people to give me gigs, that I should create some on my own. And so I started all these various concert series, including that Met Museum series that you alluded to before, some festivals and some things around. And the other thing is that I developed a lot of relationships with musicians, such as the people who are participating in Telluride Music Fest this year. And we all tend to help invite each other and create different collaborations, and that kind of grew from there in my life to a point where I'm keeping very busy doing the things that I really love.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for that answer. And you more or less gave me the answer to the next question I have, which is really, how specifically did you meet Music Fest Maria Bachmann, and what did she say to convince you to come to Telluride?
Well, Maria is somebody who I've admired from a distance for many, many years. I've heard her perform, and we've met in passing, but it wasn't really until about a year ago that I filled in for a concert at the very last minute to play with Maria, and we discovered immediately that we have wonderful musical chemistry between us, and we both agreed that we'd like to do a whole lot more together. So Maria invited me for this music fest this year. And how did she entice me to go out there? Well, she described what it's like there, and who the fellow musicians would be, and what some of the repertoire might be, and it sounded like pure paradise. And it seemed like I would be crazy not to make time to go out there for the festival. So that's how she convinced me.
Okay. You're playing the last two concerts of the series. Could you talk about the pieces that you'll be performing?
Right. I'm playing the Dvorak Bagatelles, which are for two violins, cello, and originally for an instrument called harmonium, which is a pump organ. I think they'll be played on piano by Adam Neiman this time around. And those pieces are particularly close to my heart, so much so that I actually had them performed at my own wedding. And they're a wonderful example of true chamber music. Dvorak was really writing for the pleasure and the entertainment of a small group in a home setting with these people, and you can feel that warmth and intimacy and just true loveliness in that music. So I'm really happy I get to be in that group. I'm also playing the piano quartet by Chausson, and which is really the epitome of romanticism. It has some of the great French colors and timbres that we associate with Chausson and his counterparts from the late 19th century in France. But it is brimming over with that just lush melodies, beautiful harmonies, incredible dialogue between all of the instruments, incredible virtuosity. And it's really, it's one of those pieces that is as thrilling to listen to as it is to play, and is just really great to have on a program. So I'm excited about that. And then Piano Quintet by Taneyev, Russian composer, also late 19th century. Again, wonderful romanticism, Russian romanticism. You'll probably hear a little Tchaikovsky, a little Rachmaninoff, but he certainly has his own voice and was really a master composer, too. Taneyev doesn't get, I think, the credit that he deserves for being the exquisite composer that he really is. And this is a tour de force. It's just a monumental piece and keeps everybody very busy, and another wonderful crowd pleaser.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with cellist Edward Aaron. He's coming to town for the 11th annual Telluride Music Fest and performing in the last two of the four concert series. Thank you very, very much, Ed, for taking time out of your schedule.
My great pleasure, and I look forward to being there.
We look forward to meeting you. Thank you.
Thank you.